So reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 17, text 114. Translation: the all-knowing astrologer concluded, whatever you may be, or whoever you may be, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. By his causeless mercy, the Lord then gave him love of Godhead, thus rewarding him for his service. Purport: the incident of Lord Chaitanya's meeting the all-knowing astrologer is not mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, but we cannot therefore say that it did not take place. On the contrary, we must accept the statement of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that whatever the Chaitanya Bhagavat did not mention, he has especially mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I take few more verses because I think there was a discrepancy in what I was allotted. So, next few verses. One day the Lord sat down in the corridor of Vishnu temple and began calling very loudly, "Bring some honey, bring some honey." After drinking the water, Lord Chaitanya became so ecstatic that he began to dance. Thus everyone saw the pastime of attracting the river Yamuna. When the Lord in his ecstasy of Baladev was moving as if intoxicated by the beverage, Advaita Acharya, the chief of Acharyas, Acharya Shekhara, saw him in the form of Balaram. Vanamali Acharya saw a golden plow in the hand of Balaram, and the devotees all assembled together and danced, overwhelmed with ecstasy. In this way, they danced continuously for 12 hours. In the evening, they all took bath in the Ganges and then returned to their homes. The Lord ordered all the citizens of Navadvip to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and in each and every home, they began performing Sankirtan regularly. All the devotees sang this popular song along with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. When the Sankirtan movement thus started, no one in Navadvip could hear any other sound than the word Hari Hari and beating of Mridanga and clashing of the handbells. Purport: the International Society for Krishna Consciousness now has its world center in Navadvip, Mayapur. The managers of this center should see that 24 hours a day there is chanting of the holy names of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with the addition of Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. For this song was favorite of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But all such Sankirtan must be preceded by the chanting of the holy names of five tattvas: Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. We are already accustomed to chant these two mantras, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda and Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Now after these, the other two lines, namely Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan, should be added, especially in Mayapur. Chanting of these six lines should go on so perfectly well that no one there hears any other vibration than the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. That will make the center spiritually all perfect. Om Agyan Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. Panchatatvakmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम रामो हरे हरे Hare Krishna. Very, very happy to again get this opportunity to speak on the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we are covering this very, very interesting aspect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this verses, we are understanding the glories of the holy name. And you can see how Prabhupada, in his beautiful purport that we just read, is so much stressing again and again. I mean, it is not that he's stressing just because, he sort of forgot what he wrote in the beginning and he again writing the same thing. You see, in this one purport, he's repeated the Panchatattva mantra, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, two times in just one purport. Because what we are about to witness in the next few verses is a very, very historic pastime. And this is like a precursor to this beautiful pastime. And we will briefly discuss about this beautiful pastime that is going to be happening in the next few verses of this beautiful chapter. But if you see here, Prabhupada is so much mentioning a very, very important point. He's mentioning about the headquarters of our society, Sridham Mayapur. And Prabhupada is so happy and so proud to say, now we have headquarters in the Mayapur. How much hard work has gone to achieve this headquarters? We all know the beautiful story of how Tamal Krishna Goswami got this land for us. And now we see it is of course our international headquarters. And can you imagine how much energy is going in that headquarters in terms of human energy, in terms of the Lakshmi, in terms of the management? Huge man hours of management of money is going. But in this purport, it is very clear, Prabhupada is saying, what is the purpose of all the things that we do in Sridham Mayapur, and in that, for that matter, everything that we do in ISKCON? I mean, if you calculate, it will be a Herculean task, but somebody should do that, if possible, of how much manpower is utilized to serve in ISKCON totally as a worldwide organization. How many man hours, in IT information technologies, we'll calculate about a project and say how many man hours this project is going to take, and people are billed based on man hours. I mean, how many man hours goes in the Hare Krishna movement globally? How much money is spent globally? And of course, how much money is collected globally? And of course, we are collecting to spend. We are not collecting to hoard. Collecting to spend globally. It would be a mind-boggling number. The amount of energy, time, and effort is spent. But can you imagine? This purport makes it amply clear that the purpose of all the things that is happening here, that means every single person who is doing whatever he or she is doing, whether the brooming of the floor or making of the wicks that she is making, or the class that we are sitting, or all the vehicles that ISKCON has going all out and distributing books and food for life, everything. Can you imagine how much liters of gas we might be utilizing as a global organization? All these things, the number will be, as I said, mind-boggling. Was for one purpose, is to help people chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Isn't it amazing that the whole society, everything that happens here is for one purpose? All the management meetings of hours and hours of management meetings that happen. Let's not lose track of why we are doing what we are doing. Many times when we get involved in so much of work, I mean so much of work for us, it is of course seva. But many times the seva becomes work. We do work. Sri Sri Radha Gokulanand ki. Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki. So much effort is going into various meetings and everything. But the only purpose, as Prabhupada said, that every single minute, Prabhupada says in the headquarters, there should be nothing heard except for the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Means everybody should be geared up in such a way, the whole management, the whole effort should be such. There's constantly the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's the purpose. And Prabhupada said time and again, everything that we do is to help remember Krishna. And that's why the punchline is, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. I mean, that's what the society is meant for, ultimately. Prabhupada says, simply chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But in order for people to chant Hare Krishna and be happy, we require so many things that we do. We require a big haveli, because this place is becoming small. If people have to be comfortably sitting and hearing Krishna Katha and dancing in ecstasy, we need a bigger place. That's why the whole management of collecting whatever Lakshmi that we are collecting here, the whole effort of construction and everything, how much effort is going? Why? Is it that we want to increase our real estate? Is that the purpose? For a businessman, that is the purpose. That he grows his business. That now I have 5 factories. Now I have this much turnover. And that's what the number shows. That now we have 12,000 employees. I have this many factories in this many continents of the world. And that's what gives his stock the price which rises in the stock. And that's how his value increases. But we are not listed in any stock exchange. It's not that ISKCON is listed in some stock exchange and we are seeing what is our real estate value and what is our manpower value. We are a spiritual organization. And the only purpose, I mean, for me, it was a very important reminder when I read this purport, and I thought I'll just, I mean, discuss briefly about that aspect, that it, Prabhupada is very clear that this is headquarters. Prabhupada could have mentioned that now we have got headquarters, now let's manage properly. Let us have a nice management team, so that there is management, let us learn expertise of management. Yes, we should. We should learn expertise of management. We should have the best of vehicles. For Radha Damodar party, we had, at one point of time, I heard the personally sitting in front of Tamal Krishna Goswami hearing this beautiful talk. He said they had 52 Greyhound buses going all over America distributing books. But the purpose was not to just have this high quality Greyhound buses. But the purpose is to give the books. And what was the purpose of the book? So that when they read the book, they get convinced of what? To chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Prabhupada is making what we call our basics very clear. Sometimes we have big problems with our basics. When lot of big things happen, we could lose track of why we are doing what we are doing. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also writes in his beautiful bhajan, he said, Nama bina kichu nahi kovaro chauda bhuvana maje. That I've considered all the 14 universes. I've seen everything. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a wise man. He was a high quality magistrate, very well learned, very well experienced person. And when he's writing, you know, when I say something, it doesn't have any meaning because I don't know much. But when we are quoting Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has seen everything. And when he says, I have considered Nama bina kichu nahi kovaro, except for the holy name, there is nothing in the 14 universes. That's the glory of the holy name. There's a beautiful story that comes to my mind. We had this person who was a businessman, and he had learned that Sanatan Goswami, He had a special touchstone, parasmani. Whatsoever he touches that stone to, that becomes gold. So he said, wow, this is very nice. So businessman went to Sanatan Goswami and he said, Goswami ji, I heard that you have this touchstone and I'm really keen to know this about this touchstone, and if it possibly can give me the whole stone, even a portion of it would be great. So that, I said, yeah, take it. Oh, really? There was no bargaining. I thought there has to be a lot of bargaining that he would have to do and some lot of business dealings that he would have to do. I said, no, take it. I said, oh, really? Where is it? I said, it is in one of those dungeons, those dustbins that are lying there. I said, so of course, they were all in Vrindavan. This was in Vrindavan. All the hogs were on the bins, as explained. So you had to shoo off the hogs and he went right inside. As Prabhupada said, you can take gold from a filthy place. I mean, you know, if you usually don't go inside a filthy place, but if you know there is a diamond or a gold, you will right inside. You're fine doing what you need. Why? Because there's gold there. You cannot just say it's dirty. You are fine with the dirt because there's gold. Right? So you can take gold from a filthy place. As you said, you can take knowledge from an ordinary person. If he speaks something wonderful, you take it. Prabhupada said that was the purpose. That you don't say, well, he's an ordinary person, I don't take knowledge. If it's knowledge, take it. I remember it was here in London that Prabhupada was sick. And they call a doctor. Apparently this doctor was, he was drunk a little. And then he came to meet Prabhupada to check him. I said, the problem with you, Swamiji, is that you pray too much. So he said, you should walk. You should walk every day. And I think that was the beginning of the walking of Prabhupada every single day. And it began in Bhaktivedanta manner, as I was told. The Prabhupada would take every day walk. And there was a particular spot, a policeman would be standing at 7:04. And Prabhupada would exactly cross that policeman at 7:04. And he would say, good morning. And he would say, good morning. And he said, we could actually set your watch. That's how precise Prabhupada was in his morning walk. But the point is, Prabhupada didn't say, oh, you are a drunk doctor. What I care what you say. Prabhupada said, yeah, this is important. I must walk. That's good for my health. He took gold from a filthy place. And you know how morning walks became an integral part of our society. Prabhupada's, so many of the talks are on the morning walks. So you can take gold. So he went right inside and he took that touchstone and he couldn't believe his eyes. I said, oh my goodness, I got this touchstone. So he went and he was touching everything. And the purpose of achieving this touchstone is that I will be happy. But this happiness is such a strange thing in this world that no matter how much of you try, it seems to be going just two steps ahead of you. Isn't it? You feel it is here, you walk two steps, it goes ahead like the donkey. You put the carrot in on a stick, and the donkey says, oh, there's a carrot. Then he walks, oh, but the carrot seems to be going ahead. So we just find happiness just going two steps ahead of us, and we work and work and work. Of course, that's where this phrase comes. Prabhupada says, foaming at the mouth like the donkey. We all foam at the mouth to become happy, but happiness seems to be going away. So this person was touching everything, thinking that he'll be happy, but he was not happy because he had stresses, anxieties in life. So then he realized something dawned on him. I said, Sanatan Goswami had kept this in a dungeon, in a dustbin. So that means for him this was useless. That means he has something much more important than this touchstone. He just got his understanding. So he went back to Sanatan Goswami. And he said, Goswamiji, I just realized that this was lying in the dustbin. That means, do you have something more valuable? Otherwise, why should you throw? I said, of course I have something more valuable. Of course. I said, can you give that to me? Because I want that which will make me happy. But he said that if you want that highest thing of happiness, then you have to show it by your Shraddha. That's why our bhakti begins with Adau Shraddha Tada Sadhu Sango Ta Bhajana Kriya. The first is initial faith. We have to show that we have faith. And the Shraddha is nothing but developed by Agyata Sikriti. So Shraddha is there. So this person, the businessman, had to show his Shraddha. He said, first, you throw this touchstone. And this was really demanding too much. You can imagine, you have a touchstone. But Sanatan Goswami said, if you want me to give you the real wealth, throw this touchstone in the Jamuna. I mean, please understand, here was a touchstone, something concrete. He had it, something in hand. As we have this phrase, what is that? It's twice in the bush. What is that phrase?
One bird in the hand.
It's better than, two in the bush. You have something in hand, but somebody says there's, Prabhupada used to say, it's better to have a blind uncle than no uncle. This again Prabhupada's phrase, at least if you have a blind uncle, at least they're better to have one at least uncle than no uncle. So here was a situation where he had to throw and he would have nothing, and then Bhaktisanathana Goswami was to give him his the real treasure. Of course, he had complete faith in the sadhus. That's why Adau Shraddha Sadhu Sangha. Because the Sangha of Sanatana Goswami, he got that Shraddha in association of devotees. That if I associate, something special will come. So he took this touchstone and boom, threw it in the Jamuna. And by the way, Satyananda Swami was telling that that touchstone is still lying in the Jamuna somewhere. If you all want, we can still take it. It is still lying there. Somewhere, close to the Madan Mohan temple, because that's the Bhajan Kutir. So you can still try to swim and find out where it is, those who want to know it. But of course, why do we want that? Because let's see what happens after this in the story. So then he said, please, give me the... I said, you're sure you want it? I said, yes. Then he said, close your eyes. And he was expecting something phenomenal to come. And with the blessing of the sadhu, Sanatana Goswami blessed him. And he said that this is the most precious of all precious things, which will give you complete happiness, which will take away all your sorrows. And he said, chant with me. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And this gentleman, he was in ecstasy. He was just jumping with tears in his eyes, syringes of tears coming out. Of course, this was like a causeless mercy given in one shot. So this person was in ecstasy. But we understand from this very instructive real story, what is the real wealth? What is the real wealth? And the real wealth is in the holy name. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this was a precursor to a very interesting pastime, which actually completely revolutionized the Chaitanya Sankirtan movement. Because just now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling everybody, all of you, and please understand, it was quite interesting that during Mahaprabhu's time, the whole Hare Krishna movement at that time was a congregation-based movement. He said, everyone in your respective houses. Interesting, isn't it? We have temples, but primarily Mahaprabhu was preaching in a congregation-based environment. He said, each one of you go to your own homes. He didn't say that you give up your homes and come to this ashram of mine and we will set up a Sankirtan party. He said, in your own homes. Stane stita shruti gatam. He said, stay in your own place. You don't have to change anything. In your own place, all of you should, your house should be filled with kirtan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Jai Dina Grihe Kirtana Dekhi Grihe Te Goloka Bhaya. That when I come to my house, Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a Grihastha, as when I see Kirtan going on in my house, that house which is otherwise described as so many things in Bhagavatam. Of course, it is talking about Grihamedi life, deep dark well and all this stuff. But that same house transforms into Goloka Vrindavan when there's Kirtan happening in that house. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all of you should chant Hare Krishna. And make this whole Navadvip vibrate with the Mahamantra. And as I explained in these verses, the whole Navadvip, everywhere you saw, everywhere you heard, was just filled. Can you imagine? And please understand, this is not an exaggeration. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was not exaggerating something. It was really a fact. Everyone in every direction was just chanting Hare Krishna. And there was so much of reverberating sound coming that the local minister, who was from the Muslim background of the name, the Chand Kazi, his name was also Saiful something, but Chand Kazi was a post and his name was something else. He became so angry and he said that, who is this? just chanting the names of the Lord everywhere. Stop it now, it is my rule. Nobody chants in this place. He came, and just fast forwarding the story, he came and he broke the mridanga and he told the people, don't chant, otherwise I will kill all of you. He came with two boatloads of soldiers. And the devotees were scared. And they went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I said, Mahaprabhu, please, you know, tell us what we should do. We have got threat calls. There was, you know, what we call in India, it's called a fatwa. Fatwa. Fatwa means, you know, there's a, that if you do this, you'll be killed. There was a fatwa against all the devotees. If you chant Hare Krishna. So please understand how fortunate we are that, you know, in whatever part of the world we accept, a few places in the world, we can very openly chant Hare Krishna. But that was not the situation even during Mahaprabhu's time. Devotees were very scared. There was so much of opposition to chant Hare Krishna. So I think, isn't it so wonderful and so auspicious and so blessed we are that we can just go out and chant Hare Krishna, no problem. Nobody really, you know, comes out with a fatwa. Stop! Fortunate, isn't it? So devotees went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, Mahaprabhu was very angry. I mean, when Mahaprabhu becomes angry, he's really angry. He said, tell that Qazi that I'm going to destroy everything if he stops my kirtan. A beautiful conversation happens. But he said, all of you, be fearless, because I am going to, for the first time in the history of creation, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya was going to be dancing publicly all the time. For the 1 year he was in Shiva Sangan, it was a private kirtan. Only few people were allowed to see the beautiful dance of Gaur Nataraj, the beautiful dancer. Nobody could see it because only few people were allowed. For the first time, Mahaprabhu said, today evening we are going to go on the first, as Prabhupada said, civil disobedience movement. We are not going to be very, very, very aggressive, but we go in a large groups and demand for what we want. I think that's what exactly you all did in the 90s, when you fought for this temple. It was inspired by the original Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think Bhaktivedanta Manor is the way it is now, because the devotees at that time, and of course many of you are still here, who did wonderful fight. It was a civil disobedience movement to make sure that this temple continues to be where it is. Right? So that was inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, let us all go. He said, just do these two things. All of you chant Hare Krishna with vigor and bring torch lights. That means a stick with a cloth dipped in kerosene or whatever. And at the right time, I will tell you what to do. So two things. Your powerful voices of chanting Hare Krishna and torch lights. He said, done. So not hundreds, not thousands, is explained by Krishna Kavira Goswami. There were millions of devotees. Now you'll wonder, millions of devotees? Because yes, many millions of demigods also joined. Who doesn't want to see and be part of the original first Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And there was a whole party going, and they were all loudly chanting the Maha Mantra. And there's a few groups of devotees. Many times devotees have different tendencies. There's some devotees who have Kshatriya tendencies. You know, we have devotees who are like little fighters. They are devotees. So, but they have this Kshatriya tendency. So few devotees, they came together. He said, we'll chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but in between we will chant some other mantra also. And what is the mantra? Kill the Qazi. Qazi ko maro. Break his house. So there was a whole group of Kshatriya devotees who were saying, Hare Krishna, kill the Qazi. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So there was a whole beautiful, you know, symphony of the Maha Mantra. And in between, kill the Qazi. Break his house. Break his bones. Because they were angry. Because how dare they stop the Sankirtan movement? And Chand Qazi was very scared. Because it is explained that this sound was heard 3 kilometers away. 3 kilometers. I mean, it's not, I mean, to try to shout for something to go for 3 kilometers, it takes a huge effort for a group. But Chand Qazi, he said, hey, he called his all people. He said, just see what's happening. What is this sound? So the soldiers went, and when they saw a huge crowd, can you imagine millions of people coming and few soldiers? So they covered up their, because they were typically had looks of being Muslims, so they covered up their appearance because they were scared, because they were minority at that time. They were scared, they covered up, and they saw. And in order to not look very different, they all raised their hands and they said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They were chanting also Hare Krishna, because if they didn't, everybody knew that, why are you not chanting? Who are you? So they said, Hare Krishna. And they went and reported to the Qazi. I said, Qazi, you had it. Of course, they didn't say that because he was their boss. I said, there are millions of people, Hare Krishna. And Chan Qazi, all of them are very angry. Chan Qazi, oh really? They're really angry? Say, okay. So, but why are they angry? I said, we don't know. So the group started reaching the house of Chan Qazi. And Chan Qazi went in hiding. He hid because he was scared. He was really scared. He was a powerful general. He had the audacity to come and break the mridanga. So he was a powerful man. But here, when there is numbers, then you have to be scared. So Chan Qazi was hiding. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all the devotees, I said, the aggressive ones, please relax. Don't just shout and scare him. I'll go inside and discuss. So Mahaprabhu Chaitanya was believing in first discussion. I mean, Krishna, he didn't want the war of Mahabharata. He first said, let's talk about peace. Devotees should not just get into war. First, we should try out all possible means for peace. Yeah. So that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Chan Qazi, where are you? Why are you not welcoming me? I'm coming to your house. What sort of etiquette is this? You're not welcoming. And then Chan Qazi came out very sheepishly. I mean, he was just, yes, please come. I said, why are you not welcoming me? What to do, Nimai? He was not Mahaprabhu yet. He was Nimai Pandit. Nimai, you are so angry. So, you know, how can I just be so happily welcoming you? I said, no, I'm not angry. We just want to have a discussion. And then they discuss, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the first question, why do you kill the cows when you drink her milk? And it's a beautiful discussion for all those who want to read. And then in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishes the glory of Gomata, of our mother cow. And then he discusses and said, why have you stopped the kirtan? And then of course, Chan Qazi says that can I share one story with you? Because I am going to allow the kirtan to happen. But because we are close friends, I want to share someone's story. I said, yeah, what happened? I said, yesterday after I broke the mridanga, I was sleeping. And then as I was sleeping, I saw a very, very strange looking person come in front of me. A ferocious person. He had a face of a lion. He was thin-waisted, broad chest. He had a grueling tongue coming out. I said, why did you stop my kirtan? And then he was ripping my chest apart. And he said, I dare you do this again. I said, I was so scared. He was shivering. Chan Qazi, I was replying. And then he removed his chador. And he showed the nail marks on his chest, still fresh. The Mahaprasad of Narsingadev. The Mahaprasad. Narsingadev gives such Mahaprasad. If you don't behave. So he had a whole chest, all nail marks on him. And of course, I mean, it is really a fast-forwarded story, I'm saying. But from that time on, Chan Qazi said, I'm going to allow the kirtan to happen. And to this day, you know, the sect, which is the descendants of Chan Qazi, and we have this beautiful place, I'm sure many of you have visited, the tomb of Chan Qazi, where the meeting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chan Qazi took place. And there's a beautiful Champak tree growing, which is Champak was the pet name of Chan Qazi. And there was a Champak tree growing, and there's also a neem tree, and they are twined together so nicely. That was a proof that this was the agreement between Chan Qazi and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Never ever will my descendants ever stop the glorious Sankirtan of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So these are the glories of the Mahamantra, that the purpose of our life is to ultimately understand the glories of this Mahamantra. And for the next few minutes, till what time do we have? Still 9 or 9, right? Yeah. So you know, there's this beautiful glories of the holy name, which is in a beautiful song form. And if we try to understand, because ultimately, the purpose of all discussion is we can, with attention, with conviction, and with faith, chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this beautiful verse, I mean beautiful song written by one devotee, I mean not known so clearly, some say it was written by Rupa Goswami, some say it is written by another Vaishnava Acharya. This is called the Kevalashtakam. Beautiful 8 verses glorifying the holy name of the Lord, called the Kevalashtakam. It said, Maduram madure bhyopi, mangale bhyopi mangalam, pavane bhyopi pavanam, hari nama eva kevalam. It is explained that more sweet than all sweet things, more auspicious than any other auspicious things, the greatest purifier of all purifying things. Please understand the adjectives used here. The sweetest of all sweet things. Our own Rupa Goswami also mentions, you all know these beautiful words. How much nectar these two syllables Krishna has produced. In his case, it is has produced, and for us, it should produce. Because, I mean, for all of us, I mean, you know, if a person can chant Hare Krishna and blissfully go to sleep, that means I'm sure we all are convinced that he is not tasting any nectar. Because sleep is the last thing to do when you're tasting nectar. Right? So, I mean, we should all understand our really, I won't use the word fallen to make us feel bad, but our unfortunate condition that we have still a long way to go. At least I'm talking about myself. A long way to go when we chant Hare Krishna. This is a struggle. But here is explained, Rupa Goswami is saying, how much nectar these two syllables have produced, the syllables Krish and Na. He said, how much nectar is producing that when I hear this holy name, I require millions and millions of years. 2 years are not enough because there's so much nectar, it just gets jammed. I need more years to just fit the nectar in my ears. But there's so much nectar in these two words. And when this, and I need millions of tongues to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because there's so much nectar. And when this holy name enters into the courtyard of my heart, it utterly captures me and makes my senses inert. Isn't that what we want? To make our senses inert in other sense, to anesthetize our senses so that they don't function. Otherwise the senses are giving us so much trouble. Krishna bhuliya jiva bhogavancha kare nikatiya mayasthane japatiya dhare. We are constantly wanting sense gratification every second. But Rupa Goswami is saying, how much nectar is then these two syllables? That I require millions of years, millions of tongues, and when it enters into the heart, it captures my heart and makes my senses inert. That's what is this verse saying. Let us all try to appreciate the sweetness of this holy name. It is there. But as Prabhupada explains in the Nectar of Instruction, we are jaundiced. We all have this jaundice. And when we have jaundice, you do not taste sweet things. It tastes very bitter for those who had got jaundice. I got severe jaundice, I remember. And for months, I was eating sugar and sugar and juice and everything. It was absolutely unpalatable. It is sweet, but it's unpalatable to you because we are jaundiced by the desire of sense gratification. And he says, it is the most purifying of all purified things. What is it that purified Ajamal? My dear friends, let's understand that the stories are not the stories for entertainment value. We hear the stories of Ajamil. Wow, Ajamil just chanted Narayan. And then his life changed. Just one word, Narayan, that too unknowingly. And all wonderful things happened. He got a second chance. These stories are not just meant for us to appreciate. We must appreciate, no doubt. But the stories are meant to give us the faith to practice in our own lives. That is, when we chant Hare Krishna, it is going to purify our hearts. Nashta prayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatir uttama shloke bhakti bhavati nashtaki. By regularly hearing Bhagavatam, by regularly chanting Hare Krishna, what happens? Bhakti will be established in your heart as an irrevocable fact. Can you imagine irrevocable? That means, you know, when we say irrevocable deed, that means you are stamping it. It cannot be changed, right? That's the word meaning of irrevocable. So this is an irrevocable fact that our heart will be captured, will be purified. And then it goes on, this beautiful verse, beautiful bhajan, he said, A Brahma Stamba Paryantam Sarva Maya Mayam Jagat Satyam Satyam Punas Satyam Harir Nama eva kevalam. So it says, the entire universe from exalted Brahma down to the lowly clump of grass is a product of the illusory energy of the Lord. The only real thing, the only reality, and again I say only reality, that's why I say satyam, satyam, puna satyam. Please understand this, repeat it three times. This poet is saying three times. Satyam, the only reality. Satyam, only reality. Puna satyam, again I am saying reality, is what? Harirnama eva kevalam. There is nothing but the holy name of the Lord. We don't have time, but we all know the beautiful story of Markandeya Rishi. He said to the Lord, oh Lord, I want to see your illusory energy. He got his desire, and this appears in the 11th canto, am I right? 11th canto Bhagavat, where Markandeya Rishi wants to see the illusory energy of Lord. He said, you are sure you want to see the illusory energy? Yes, yes, I want to see it. And please read it. It is a beautiful story. But right in front of him, everything changed. There was a complete dissolution, flooding. Everything was just water. Everything was flooded. There was nothing but unlimited water everywhere. He was tossing and turning and tossing and turning. And he felt as if he was tossing and turning for millions and millions and millions and millions of years. He was just in this deluge of water. And then far away he saw a beautiful sight of Krishna in a form of baby Krishna sucking his own toe. Patascha patras sukhe shayanam. That he was on a big leaf, you know, swimming, sucking his own toe, and then he saw this beautiful form. And then the illusion went. And the whole thing, which he felt was millions of years, was actually happening in 1 second. This whole thing, there was only 1 second which had passed. That was the illusory energy of the Lord. And as he's saying, this whole world, my dear friend, let's have faith that this whole world is actually illusory. What is meaning of illusory? You think it is there, it's like a mirage. You think it is there. Like a mirage, you see the mirage, you go towards the mirage, it goes further. Because it doesn't really exist, there's no water in a desert. You are just thinking it is a... So that's the illusory energy of the Lord. And he said, Hari Namah Kevalam. And that's why I'm saying the only reality is the holy names of the Lord. Then he says, Nishvashe nahi vishvasha kada ruddho bhavishyati kirtanya mato balyad Hari Namah Kevalam. This is very interesting words. There is no certainty when the last breath will come and put an abrupt halt to all our material plans. I remember one of the first, we get many jolts in our, I mean, when you come to Krishna consciousness, a lot of philosophy is like a jolt. Oh, I never knew this. Oh, I never knew this. I remember the first jolt that I got in my life. This was the first day of my visit to the temple. I was a young student and I was sitting for the class and somebody said that I proclaim right now, the speaker said, that all of you sitting here are going to die in 7 days. I said, my God, what nonsense. Why did I come here? What rubbish this person is. I mean, just because I'm sitting here, I'm going to die in 7 days. So I was really, this was the first, I said, what are you talking? Because I was scared. I said, I want to live. And then everybody was scared because it was like the Gita, first day of the Gita course. Everybody was a new person. And he said, what do you mean? He said, don't worry. I mean, relax. He said, all of you are going to die ultimately on a Monday, on a Tuesday, or a Wednesday, or a Thursday, or a Friday, or a Saturday, or a Sunday. But which Monday, we don't know. I said, thank God, yeah, that's fine. But you all are going to die in 7 days. There's no eighth day that we are going to die. We are all going to die on any of the Mondays, Tuesdays, or Wednesdays, and so on and so forth. We are all going to die. The only difference is, my dear friends, when he said that, it makes so much sense. Because only the time is separating. We are all ultimately going to die. What is the most funny thing? The Yudhishthir and the Yaksha was asking, what is the most funny and the strange thing in the world? I said, people see death all around. A wise man like Yudhishthir is speaking, my dear friends. It is something to be taken in cognizance. We should understand what he's saying. I said, we see death all around, but we think that we are not going to die. The aspect of Smashan Vairagya, you go there, oh, life is all useless. And then you come back, Then you go to Tesco and then realize, oh, life is fun. Hey, we have an S7, S9. It gives me control over life. I can do things, sitting. It is a nice life. But it is explained. Nishwasha nahi vishwasha. You do not know, my dear friend, when your life is going to end. Kada ruddho bhavishyati. That's why he's saying, Kirtanyam mato balya. That's why he's saying, we request you, the author is saying, all of you, all of us, to chant Hare Krishna from the tender age. And this exactly what Prahlad Maharaj says, Kumano Achar Pragyet. That you must all chant at a young age. Of course, young, whenever we come to first to Krishna consciousness. But when we do come, let's take advantage of it. Why? Kirtanyam mato balya. We should chant from the tender age of child, of being a child. Why? The author is saying, Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. Because there is nothing. Please understand, this person is hitting you and hitting all of us again and again to make it go deep into our brains. There is nothing other than the holy name. Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. Then we'll take two more places. Aho Dukkham Mahadukkham Dukkhad Dukkham. This is interesting. Aho Dukkham Mahadukkham. Dukkhat dukkaratam yatha kachartham vishvatam yaratna harir nama eva kevalam. Beautiful. This verse is very interesting. He said, please understand, he was saying aho. When he says aho means, oh my God. He's putting his hand on this. Aho dukkham. What a sorrow. And he says, oh, what a great sorrow. Superlative. Everything is in superlative degree here. Nothing is anything less than superlative. More painful than any other misery in the world! Exclamation. What is saying? Aho dukkham. Very sad. Mahadukkham. Supremely sad. Dukkhat dukkham. Please try to understand this. This author is our well-wisher. He's telling us, aho dukkham, mahadukkham, dukkhat dukkham. What is that dukkh? What is that sad part that you are making? You are putting your hand on your head and you are repenting? That mistaking it to be a mere piece of glass, the people have forgotten this jewel. That this jewel has been given to us by Prabhupada, by our spiritual masters. That yes, when you take initiation, you get that, please, I will chant the 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. And for the 480 principles, the Guru gives you the Maha Mantra. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan. Doing diksha, the bhakta does atma samarpan, and because he surrenders, that time the Guru gives the gift of the holy name. Said, here you are, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He gives us beads. There is no other transaction which happens during diksha. The most important part of our life, the most important moment of our life. Do we take vows that I'll be a good manager? Do you take vows that I'll be a good sweeper? Do you take vows that I'll be a good orator? No, we don't take any such vows. We simply take vows that I am going to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day, at any cost, regularly, attentively. But because we do this every day, because it is so easily available, it's just all over. That's why we can consider this jewel, which is given to every one of us, to be like glass. Can you imagine how sad situation it will be if you have a powerful jewel? I say it's a glass. It's of no use. I'll just throw it. And that's the feeling we all have. And that's why we all need to work on this attachment to the holy name. So that one fine day, Nishwasa nahi Vishwasa, when the day comes, that fateful day when it does come, my dear friends, all that we will have. And of course, we have heard this. I mean, not that we have not heard this, but just a reminder, all that we have, nothing else but just the holy name. The devotees will be there all around. Hopefully, I'm not that we can just be sure, oh yeah, I will die and there will be hundreds of devotees standing here. No, don't be so sure about what will happen when you die. Hopefully, if you are fortunate, we'll have devotees. They will tell us to chant Hare Krishna, but Prabhupada said, we will have to drive our own plane. They will tell you to chant, but we will have to chant. We will have to say Hare Krishna, and not just by our tongue. You may not be able to say by your tongue because you may not. What is that? What is that verse? What is the verse of King Kulushekhar? What is that verse? Beautiful word. Anyway, so Mukund Mala Sutram. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ತ್ವದೀಯ ಪಾದ ಪಂಕಜ ಪಂಜರಾಂತಂ ಅಶ್ವೈತಂ ವಿಷತಮೇ ಮಾನಸ ರಾಜಹಂಸ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಪ್ರಣಾಯ ಸಮವೇ ಕಫ ವಾತ್ ಪಿತ್ತ ಕಂಠಾವರೋದನ ವಿಧೌ ಸ್ಮರದಂ ಕುಥಸ್ತೆ. ಈಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಕುಥಸ್ತೆ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನಿಂಗ್ ಹೌ ವಿಲ್ ಐ ಎವರ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಯು ಎಟ್ ಅ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೆತ್. ಸ್ಮರಣಂ ಕುಥಸ್ತೆ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ ಮಾರ್ಕ್. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಮೈ ಥ್ರೋಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಚೋಕ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಕಫ ವಾತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪಿತ್ತ. So that's why I say, let the swan of my mind be entangled into the network of the lotus feet of your holy names. Right now, when I'm young, let the swan of my mind be entangled in the network of the holy names of yours. Because at time of death, either when I'm old, because old means what? When you're dying, you are old. There's a moment before death is old. So when I'm dying, my throat will be choked up. I will not be able to chant Hare Krishna. That's why to become attached to the holy name right now. Why? Because Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. And the last verse. Trinkritya Jagatam Sarvam Rajate Sakalopari Chidanandam Maya Suddham Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. And the last thing is that it makes the entire universe seem insignificant as a blade of grass. It reigns supreme over all in splendorous manner. It is full of eternally conscious divine ecstasy. It is supremely pure. The holy name of Hari alone is everything. Then in the last verse is glorifying the holy name. That when you have the holy name, you will find everything else is Shunna itam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Naam namakari bahudha nidha sarva shaktis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when you know that the holy name has all the shakti, then at one find you will realize Shunya itam jagat sarvam Govinda virahename. Except for Govinda, except for the holy name, there's nothing else that you need. Then nothing else really exists. And he says, it reigns supreme over all the splendorous matter, and it is full of eternal consciousness, divine ecstasy. It is pure, is supremely pure. So, the purpose of all these beautiful verses from Srila Prabhupada, and the purpose of he's writing this beautiful purport, telling that in Mayapur the holy name should be going on, is to make us conscious of the glories of the holy name and our great fortune that we have got access to the most supreme gift. Anarpita charim chirat karuna avtirno kalo samapayato munna tujal rasam sa bhaktim shriya hari purada sundara dviti gandama sandipita sadar hidaye kandare sprutvasa chinandana. He said anarpita, something which was never ever given before. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving that something which was never given before, because through this holy name, Nama Rupa Guna Leela, it is through the name we will understand the Rupa, we will understand the qualities, and of course ultimately the Leela of the Lord. But the holy name is the entrance. So let us all understand what a fortune we all have, supreme fortune. And let us remind each other, the best Vaishnava Seva that we can ever do is to remind each other about the glories of the holy name. That is why our wonderful spiritual masters, leaders, there's beautiful kirtan melas happening, and the beautiful chanting workshops happening, japa workshops happening. Because that's the purpose. Ultimately, we all want to focus. We all have to ultimately develop faith in the holy names. Because if you have, and that's exactly what Prabhupada had. Why did Prabhupada did what he did? Because he had supreme faith in the holy names. And he writes in this poem on the Jaladuta that I don't know anything else, but I have full faith in the holy name of the Lord. I have full faith in the instructions of my Guru Maharaj. Chakshu dana dilo hai janme janme prabhu se divya gyan hride prakashito. That he's given me the divya gyan. He's given me divya gyan, and I want to make it as my life and soul. So I think that's the whole purpose. And if you want really, please Srila Prabhupada, please our respective spiritual masters, and be the best servant of all the Vaishnavas. Let us first understand the glories of the holy name ourselves. And the glory, the holy name will reveal to us as we approach. The way we approach the holy name, if we approach the holy name as a burden, oh, I have to again chant Hare Krishna. Then it will appear as a burden. But if you are developing your consciousness in such a way that let me chant so that I can please the Lord. I can do my service to my Guru Maharaj. Something which I have promised to him. This is what I promised. That every day I will chant 16 rounds attentively. This is my connection to him. This is my debt to him which I want to repay. We do that every day. And by doing it ourselves, and inspiring everybody else to really do the same. And then Prabhupada said, that's what exactly Prabhupada said our society should be filled. When he said it's the headquarters should be only Mahamantra, and that's what he meant, that everywhere Mahamantra. That means Seva is also Mahamantra. Book distribution also Mahamantra. Because ultimately what we are doing, we are glorifying the holy name, whatever we are doing. Provided we will do whatever we are doing, we have faith in the holy name. So let us all have faith in the holy name and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Thank you very, very much.